Fish and wildlife officials say the Huckleberry Wolf Pack is believed responsible for the deaths of 22 sheep in an area between Hunters and Springdale, northwest of Spokane. Agency spokesman Bruce Botka says that they've exhausted non-lethal efforts to stop the wolves.
Four of our employees have helped watch the flock at night when most of the attacks occur. In addition, range riders have been used to monitor the herds, and we've also worked with the rancher to move the flock away from the site of the original attacks, and we're working with him to find a different grazing location far from this particular site.
Botka says the current site is in difficult terrain to keep all of the sheep together for protection. He says the situation meets all the conditions of lethal removal that were established in the department's Wolf Conservation and Management Plan. But a spokeswoman with the group Defenders of Wildlife, which has worked on wolf issues for several years, says she believes one action that is finally being taken could have prevented the depredation in the first place.
My understanding is that they had planned to go ahead and move the sheep anyway, and for some reason that's been delayed. But they were planning to move them all along to another spot in a pasture that's not in the midst of wildlife habitat. So clearly this is, you know, an area where you're going to have high conflict. And the reason they haven't had problems there in the past is that it has not been grazed there in the past.
That is Suzanne Stone, who says the pack has been living in that region for about 7 years. She says the property where the depredation occurred was being leased by the rancher from a timber company. So far, one of the wolves has been killed. State officials say they plan to kill four members of the 12-wolf pack and are hoping that will frighten the wolves away as well as reduce the pack's nutritional needs. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.